I think we've only to look back over the last few years, the last few very difficult years and economic challenging times. A lot of community groups still withstood that test and that challenge, and they continue to grow. They continue to work away in the community. And I think it's very, very important now that government responds to the groups that have been working hard, working diligently on the ground, and respond in a very direct way and investigate which groups are not obviously contributing to the community on a voluntary basis. This is number one, but number two, where there can be a mixture of job creation within communities, they have to be the groups that we're looking at. And I think it's also a conversation that needs to be had in relation to even in the last couple of years, when, during very, very difficult times, new groups have emerged. Even in the last week or so, I attended the launch of the Kilmacrenan Regeneration Group, and they're very, very interested in working together with the state bodies, not just government, but the state bodies at a local level. And there's a duty and an obligation on the part of politicians and state bodies to work in a very, very hand-in-glove way with community groups on the ground.
Interesting to note that half of the community centres involved in today's announcement are based in the Inishowen. Does that suggest that the peninsula and that general area is perhaps further ahead of the field in terms of these developments than the rest of the county?
Well, I think there's you can take the county as a whole, even our island communities within the county, that there's a long tradition and rich legacy of community work on the ground. I think Inishowen can be looked at, as, I suppose, in a peninsular setting where people in Inishowen would have felt disconnected and dislocated from mainstream society due, as opposed to the peripherality. And what happens in those situations, you do have a massive community response, and even in small areas and isolated areas and rural areas like Carramina and North Inishowen, there's always been a very, very strong ethos and a very, very strong focus of community group on the grounds. And I think that there is something happening in relation to responding to that. But you can go to anywhere in the county, you can go to any part of Donegal, and you can see the massive, massive efforts going into it. And even to take my own parish, the Moving Forward have been instrumental in a number of initiatives and helping to get Doe Castle open again to the public. So the driver of society, the driver of this country, has always been at a community level, and it's important that continues. And as somebody pointed out to me recently, the demise of a lot of sort of community practices was actually born out of the Celtic Tiger, going back even before the recession. And we have to go back to what we are good at as a society. It's the mehel, it's working together, it's working collaboratively on the ground, and it's working in a way that is good for communities. And obviously, if there's job potential that can come out through that, that has to grow. And I think the community groups have the ideas on the ground, and we have to respond to that both as a government and as state-funded bodies in a very, very positive way.